I rarely read anything positive about Wilhelm Friedemann Bach, Bach's eldest son. He's called a careless man, a thoughtless son, a reckless composer who died in poverty. Added to this, there's the portrait of him, showing a grinning man with a ruddy complexion, a rakish broad-brimmed hat, and a coat lavishly trimmed with fur. Fascinated by this story of talent that is unfulfilled, a novel, two operas, and a film have been made about the composer. Recently it was found that this portrait is not of him after all, but of a lesser-known member of the extensive Bach family. Looking at other portraits of W.F. Bach in his powdered wig, he looks much more sober. Knowing this makes me wonder about how much is true about his feckless reputation. J.S. Bach regarded his oldest son as his most talented son, and he took great care to ensure that he had an excellent music education. He was an impressive organist, a talented improviser. Forkel, who knew him, wrote that Friedemann loved more to play from his fancy and to seek after musical delicacies only in improvisation than to write. Friedemann made his mark when he worked in Dresden, where he was described as the greatest organist who ever lived. But his salary was small, and after 13 years he moved to Halle, but found himself on the wrong side of the elders. When he took leave to go to Leipzig to wind up his father's affairs, he stayed too long. It seemed generally the composer did not take orders well. At the age of 61, Friedemann moved to Braunschweig. There was no job there, and for 10 years he lived a wretched life in terrible financial difficulties. It was then that he committed two crimes that have been held against him for many years. He forged his father's name on his own manuscripts and sold them. Worse than that, he lost some of the precious manuscripts which his father had left him. Some were left to his surviving daughter, who took them to America, and her descendants inadvertently destroyed them. Amongst the little music of Friedemann that still exists is this delicate adagio at the beginning of his Sinfonia in D minor. It's written for two flutes with strings, providing an atmospheric introduction and a pulsating accompaniment. You'll hear that some of it sounds like Mozart's Requiem, which was written later on. The adagio from the Sinfonia in D minor is played here by the Freiburger Orchestra, directed by Gottfried von der Goltz. The end has to be faded out as it runs into an extensive fugue. W.F. Bach's Adagio from the Sinfonia in D minor, played by the Freiburger Baroque Orchestra, directed by Gottfried von der Goltz.